Shalom Aleichem. Well, I've managed to do it again. It's almost 11 o'clock, or it actually is 11 o'clock in Yerushalayim. It's Erev Shabbos Chanukah. There's a lot to do. And of course, the Marmakom was here longer than usual. So I guess we're just going to have to be very brief and synopsize as best as we can. And hopefully that will not disturb your sinuses. Sorry. Miketz. Tavshin Samach Gimel. What does Hashem want from me? What does Hashem want for me? We'd like to examine over here the assessment and the reassessment of Yaakov Avinu, Yosef HaTzadik, and the Shivtei Kah as they ride this roller coaster of the Parshios of Vayeshev, Miketz, Vayigash, and ultimately Vayechi. The Gemara tells us as follows, and the Gemara in Bracha says, Amar Arava, V'yitemer of Chizda, Imro Adam, Shisurim, Baim Alav, Yefashvish, V'masav. If a person sees unusual Yisurim coming upon him, things that are out of the ordinary, he should check his actions. And the Gemara continues on, if he doesn't see and find anything initially there. Again, and this is, there are lots of reasons for Yisurim. There are lots of reasons for Yisurim. But the Gemara says, first check your actions. It makes sense to start there. In the end, the Gemara says, if you can't find any reason over there, perhaps it's from Bittul Torah, perhaps it's Yisur and Shalava, they're all different possibilities, etc. Okay, that's the Gemara there. The Gemara in Erevin says a little bit more. There we have a Machlokas, Beshamay, Beshilo, as to whether a person wanted to come into this world initially. And the Gemara concludes that a person, the soul, did not initially want to come to this world. It's not noach to it. It's not easy for it. Of course, Baruch, we know, knows what's best. But from the soul's perspective, it didn't initially want to come into this world because of the dangers involved, and it'll leave the closeness of Hashem, and even though there's much to be gleaned from coming here, obviously. But we know that Hashem knows the best, and he tells us that really that the ultimate world we will come to after having run the gauntlet. I don't know if that's perhaps an appropriate terminology, after having traveled the prozdor, the corridor of Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba will be greater than that which we, the world we've come from, because there we didn't really earn anything, there was given to us as a freebie, and after having earned it, it'll be an entirely different experience. The difference between them is qualitatively different between having earned a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam or receiving it as an undeserved gift. Again, neither of these things are really our discussion here. But there the Gemara says that the fait accompli, though, is that we are here, so what should we do? So the Gemara says, Yifashvish v'masav, the Amrila, and the Gemara brings another approach, Yimashvish v'masav. And the Ben Yehoyada explains the difference between the two is Yifashvish v'masav is check through if you've done anything incorrect. Again, once again, I'm being very brief. And Yimashvish v'masav is check the quality of that which you are doing. Is your positive actions, because really that's what builds a person. The negative prohibitions are that which, as it were, takes the person apart, right? It's damaging, but you can't just build from avoiding damage. You have to build with the positive aspects of the things that a person has to do proactively, and therefore the Gemara says Yimashmish b'masav, and the truth is that you have to do both. If you see that you've something's going wrong, check your actions, figure out what you did wrong, etc. Once again, the Gemara in Brachos, as we said before, says if you don't find it over there, for all we know, it could be Yisur and Shalava, which is its own discussion. And in addition, one should check the quality of what one is actually doing. Fine. It says, Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Megurei Aviv Be'eretz Kanan. That was last week's parsha. I'm not confused. So Rashi tells us, Bikesh Yaakov Leshev Vashalva. Yaakov wanted to sit in peace, in tranquility. Obviously, it didn't mean that he wanted to sit with his, in a hammock, sipping a mint julep underneath a magnolia tree. That was not what he wanted. But as the Mishiloch, the Ishvitzer, right, says, V'zeva Yeshiv Yaakov Yerzim Gure Aviv. Hanu Yira, and he's where he is telling Eretz Migure, Magor. Magor. It doesn't just mean to dwell, Magor, right? Lagor means to dwell, Magor means fear. So Eretz Migure Aviv, he wanted to live with the Yira of his father, Yitzhak. Ube Eretz Kanan, Kanan is the name of his land, but also it's Miloshon Knia, right? Kanan, Knia. It's a lashon of anava. So Yaakov wanted to live in a state of yira and anava. Yira and anava. And in this way, right, in this way, he'd be completely protected from doing anything wrong. In other words, what God, he's been through the receiving the brachas from his father, he's been through the turmoil of Lavan, the turmoil of Esav, right? He's gone through the ups and downs, he's gone down through the passing of Rachel, he's gone through the mice of Bilhah with Reuven, he's gone through the mice with Dina, we're holding parts of a Yeshiv, okay, whoa, all right. I want to sit b'shalva again. I'm not retiring to what we call taboka. I am coming now. I want to live b'yira uben anova. But as the Meshiluach says, va'zeh diktuk imo Hashem Yisbarach gamkein akichuta sara. Right? He says it's not possible. Right, as long as you're in this world, it's a world of suffix. It's a world of making choices. The world to come will be like that. Right, the world to come will be with that. But right now, it's not like that. And therefore, Yaakov, it's true you want to sit ba'anava ubiyira, but not yet. That's Yaakov. That's the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev. At the end of Parshas Vayeshev, right? The end of Parshas Vayeshev, we know that Yosef has found himself in the boar, found himself in prison. He's there with the Sar HaMashkim, the Sar HaOfim, and what? And they retell to him their dreams that they had. They're obviously very disturbed by their dreams. Yosef interprets them. He interprets them for the Sar Mashkim, telling him that he'll be returned to his post. The Sar Ophim, right? He tells him that unfortunately you're going to be hung. And that's it. Now, the backdrop to this is if you look at that Meshiloach that we just said before, that I perhaps synopsized it a little bit too much. The last three lines here is, Zaya Tanus Hashvatim al Yosef Atzadik. Yosef, the Shvatim did not realize on what Madrega with Yosef was on, and Yosef wished to imitate his father. Just as his father, right, wanted to live Ba'anova, Ubiyira. So to Yosef, Vizaya Tanas Hashvatim Yosef Atzadik. He gam huaya misnai as atzum b'midos hayira. Val zendema b'medr shahaya ziv uktim domilo. When the medr says that Yosef's face was similar to that of Yaakov's face, hainu shehemik atzmo lebez midos halolo yira v'anova. Kadesh yelech betach. He wanted to, as it were, conduct himself in total yira, in total anova, to such a point that he would always feel secure that he was always doing the right thing. He didn't have to question himself. He knew he was doing the right thing. Why? Because he was living in a state of Yerav Anava. Va'al zed diktukimo Hashem Yisbarach gamken ad kichut asaram. That's his forte, but that being the case, because Baruch Hu will be medakti kichut asaram. In other words, if this is your modus operandi, as it were, that you're going to live in complete tzidkus, in such a controlled state of yirav anava, that you never question anything that you do. If you do err, right, then Hashem will be medaktik. He will judge you accordingly. Ki afsha midos halolum tovim, these midos, obviously, of Yiran and Ovra are very good midos. Mimkom kamtzarch adam livtoach v'ashem gamkein. Ki anas mitzad adam eino binyan adayad. You can't just trust yourself because you have so controlled yourself to living such an incredibly scrupulous lifestyle. You always have to ask yourself, am I doing the right thing? Right? You have to, what do you call it? You have to be botech v'Hashem. Hashem will direct me in the right thing. I can't be 100% sure that I'm always choosing correctly. That being the case, so when Yosef asks of the Sar HaMashkim, will you remember me? Please remember me. Take me out of, what do you call it, to when you get out of this boar, when you get out of prison here. Remember me to the authorities and have me taken out of this place where I don't belong in the first place. It says once again the Meshiloach. There's another agenda that's going on over here. The Yosef Tzadik Haya Tamid B'tar Omes Madua Kol Mas Yehuda Achi Asher Oseh Hashem Matzliach B'yado. There is an internal struggle between Yosef and Yehuda. Again, ultimately, that struggle, La'asi Lava, will be resolved. But in this world, it's a struggle. Yosef doesn't understand, why is it Yehuda falls, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the ability to be successful in everything he does? And yet if I stray a hair's breadth, immediately take it to task. What's the pshat? And the Rabbi Shalom arranged for Yosef to see, says the Meshiloach, the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOfim. The Sar HaMashkim, what was his sin that landed him in the slammer in the first place? A fly was found in the cup of paro. What was the sin of the Sar HaOfim? The sin of Sar HaOfim is that there was a stone found in one of the breads that he had baked. And the difference is, a fly you have no control over. Right? Yehud, recall the Sar HaMashkim could be bringing the cup of wine, and just as he entered the par, a fly chose to dive in. What's he supposed to do? He has no control over that. Whereas the stone inside the, what do you call it, inside the baked goods, that means you didn't sift it properly. Before you baked it, you weren't careful. Because the stone has no free will. So, stone has no free will. Stone is whatever it is.
We're running to the store real quick.
Stone is whatever it is. Okay. This is a remez to Yosef. Yehuda is like the Sar HaMashkim. He's the Sar HaMashkim, and the Meshiloach elaborates on this, but again, we don't have the time. He's like the Sar HaMashkim. He doesn't have the inner strength that you do, Yosef. The incredibly guarded nature that you have. And therefore, he falls. But his godless is the way he picks himself up. You, on the other hand, have been granted this incredible sense of control, exactitude, of the ability to live constantly v'yir v'ava. Therefore, you are taken to task. Each one will receive reward according to who they are and for what they are. But that was the remez, says the Meshiloach, to Yosef, there in hearing the stories of the Sar HaMashkim, Sar HaOfim. After that, Yosef asked the Sar HaMashkim to remember him in front of Paro so that he could be extricated from prison. That idea is one that causes him, or that choice on his part causes him to spend two more years in prison. So says what he called the Medrash, and we see it recorded almost explicitly in the Psukim, but the Medrash says, because he said to the Sar HaMashkim, remember me before Paro, he spent two more years in prison. Levi has a long discussion over here of the concept of hishtadlus, the effort the person has to make in combination with bitachon. And there, the Beis Levi tells us that basically all hishtadlus is just a means by which a person has the ability to be boteach, to live in tranquility, knowing that Hashem is guiding his life. And this is on a sliding scale. Each person is the in a different place. What does he need in order to be able to? To be able to be boteach, to be tranquil, to put his complete trust in Hashem. It's a sliding scale, depends on the person. It says the Beis Levi, that's why Yosef is Ashrei HaGever Asher Sam Hashem Biftocho. Authenticated is the person who places his trust in Hashem, says the Medrash, Zeh Yosef. And then it tells him he spent 2 more years in prison because he spoke to the Sar HaMashkim. Why? Because for any other regular person, that'd be a reasonable hishtadlus. I'll make the hishtadlus, and then Kodesh Baruch Hu, God willing, will bless my hishtadlus. But for Yosef, because he was in such an incredibly high madrega, it was considered inappropriate that he should ask, I think specifically, the Sar HaMashkim, because after all, Delafi Godel Bitchon Lohayel Lifnos Klal El Rahovim. I'm not sure if idea is correct, but the idea being that if it had been a regular person, a person with good meat, as a person who wasn't going to say, oh, I saved Yosef, I extracted him from prison, I'm responsible for this. But a Rahav is a person who's a Balgaiva, a person whose mitos are low, etc. Yosef shouldn't have placed his destiny in the hand of such a person, even though he's hishtadlus. It was bizoyan. It was inappropriate. Paid the price. So we have people, as it were, we have people here being moved about by events. Yaakov wants to be, again, not with this in a hammock, but in a state of yira, in a state of anava, in a state of spiritual tranquility. Hashem says, no, this is not the point. Yosef wished to mimic his father, right? Hashem says, realize that, if that's your avoda, and it is indeed your avoda, but that means Hashem will be medaktik, you think Yehud HaSar. What's the difference between me and my brother, Yehuda? I see him slipping and picking himself up, and what, why is that? He has a different job description. His job description is to teach people how to pick themselves up. Your job description is to teach people about exactitude, about being, and you're given the tools for that. And therefore, if you make a mistake, then of course you pay the price. Hashem is meramis this to him, says the Meshilach, through the dreams, the respective dreams of the Sar Ofen and Sar Mashkim. And even there, Yosef, according to the Beis Levi, shouldn't have asked the Sar HaMashkim, because he was the wrong type of person to ask. Even though it seems it's a perfectly reasonable hishtadlus. But for his madrega, he should have turned away from it, because I can't allow a person who is so incredibly lowly and who is going to brag over the fact that he was the one who brought about my being freed from prison. I can't put my destiny in such a person's hands. And so Yosef pays the price again. And then, right? V'hi'im ikit shenosayim yamin v'faro chulem v'nei omed alei or. Paro's dreaming. Now Paro's dreaming. Pasuk says, right? The Zohar, the Mishloach brings. V'lozer Pasach. Chai Hashem avaruch tzuri v'rum elokei yishi. Chai Hashem haynu mi sheyesh lo lev tahor, umenukah mikol hamidos shebaolam, rak dovuk b'chayim nitzchiim. Chai Hashem, I recognize Hashem is really quote, is the source of my life. I'm not connected other than the fact that Hashem has given me life now. I'm not preoccupied with any other thing. There's nothing else that, sometimes we feel we're alive with pleasure, right? There used to be a billboard. I remember, I think I probably mentioned to you that when I was in high school, there was this gigantic billboard as always coming back from the airport. I can't remember if it was the Van Wyck or the Grand Central. And I would be traveling to high school in upper Manhattan. It would always pass this billboard. Of course, a picture of cigarettes, right? What do you call it? People, it says on the billboard, it says, alive with pleasure. Alive with pleasure. Right? And of course, picture of people scantily clad, you know, carousing near some sort of mountain pool, etc., right, etc. And of course, in the corner, it says, the Surgeon General says, if you smoke, you're killing yourself, etc. But it's alive with pleasure. Chai Hashem uvaruch tzuri, says Rabbi Elazar in the Zohar. Chai Hashem hanamish yesh lo lev tahor, as the Mishnah Shiloh explained, lev tahor menukeh mikol amidos shev olam, rak dovuk v'chayim nitzchim. That's life. Chai Hashem. Hashem is chay olamim. Right? And uvaruch tzuri hanamish makir shekol atovos em rak me'ashem yizbarach. V'chein yesh lo ayin tova. Oz v'arum elokei yishi. And then afterwards, we call it, I'm zocher to an incredible Yeshua. So after Yosef spent 2 years in the prison, the Zohar is telling us, where the Meshulach explains it, is that he really achieved the apex. What's Chaim? Chaim is being attached to Cheolamim, nothing else. And where does Bracha come from? Bracha only comes from the Bono Shalom. And therefore, you can look around and see whatever and anything that anybody else has, it's all from the Bono Shalom. So there, you won't look at it with a drop of iron raw, right? Only with iron tova. The pasuk says about Yosef, iron tova yivorach, hinasan milachmo ladal. Yosef was Mepharnes, his brothers, as we know later on from what we call from Sefer Bereishis. He was Mepharnes, his brothers, even though they tried to kill him. But he had total iron tova. All bracha in this world comes from Hashem. And therefore, I have to distribute it appropriately, and I have no iron raw towards what anybody else has. Yosef is the epitome of ayin tova. When a person comes to that point, that he relates to his being, and that which he is around him is all from Hashem, and there is nothing else, v'yarum elokei yishi, then the Yeshua comes. Uparuch olam. Etc. Going further on in the parsha, Vayah Yosef. Again, the trials and the tribulations, the tzaddikim, the diktuk yichut asara, the assessment, the reassessment, the evaluation, the reevaluation. As we started off with. Sometimes a person asks, what does Hashem want from me? And what that needs to evolve into is, what does Hashem want for me? Easier said than done. I'm not proper tzitkis, but that is really the message. V'ayar Yosef v'zechlo v'ayar kirim v'yisnaker aleim v'daber itam kashos v'yomar aleim me'ayin basam yom me'eretz kanan lishbor ochel v'yaker Yosef v'zechlo v'hem lo hikiru. Twice it says that Yosef recognized them, and he did not recognize, they recognized them, and they did not recognize him. Vayizkor Yosef es hachalamos asher chalam lehem vayomar alehem raglim atem liros es ervas ha'ard basem. Says the Ksag Sofer. Why the double terminology? First it says, vayakirim. Then it says afterwards, vayakir Yosef again. So says the Ksag Sofer, the first time he recognized them, they didn't recognize him. And then Yosef was trying to determine, have they been living with guilt? Have they been living with contrition? Have they been living with the fact that they understood they did the wrong thing by trying to destroy me and in fact selling me into servitude? Have they? If they would, then it would be a fulfillment of Kifishi ani eda, pasuk says in Tehillim, v'chatasi negdi tamid. But that true, if the vision of me were always in front of them of what they did, in spite of the fact that I had left without a beard, and now I have a beard, I was then their brother, and now I'm the viceroy of Egypt, but they would recognize me, but they're not recognizing me. L'chein says the hikir, says Yosef, says the Ksav Sofer, the hikir shesonim oso, l'hagishu kira asu, v'sina schinim sanu. He saw, he recognized, that was the second hakar, that they hadn't really modified themselves. L'chein amar lehem v'ragim atem, k'edamayit onshom k'edobim midrashim. Not vindictive, trying to save them from their own sins. He will bring out of them the best. He will save them from Gehenna. Again, this is the same Yosef that knows that Kadosh Baruch Hu is medaktek with him kechut ha-sahara. Further, the Ksav Sofer says, it says, Vayizkor Yosef es ha-chalamos asher chalam lahem. Right? Pasuk Tes. Vayizkor Yosef es ha-chalamos asher chalam lahem. Vayomar lehem ragim atem. Liros es er vatsa'ar d'bosem. Says the Ksav Sofer, we mean asher chalam lahem. Asher chalam lahem. He remembered the dreams that he dreamt for them. And as he recognized, Yosef recognized that the dreams that he had, right, were dreams that were meant to be for their benefit. As the Ksav Sofer is Marech, he says, comparing the two dreams, when the Hini Anachnu Malmim Alomim Besochas Zev, Hini Kama Olom Asiva Gam Nitzava, right, when Yosef describes how they were gathering sheaves together, and then the sheaves bowed to his sheaf. Not to him, to his sheaf. They bowed to his sheaf. Why? Because it was necessary to bow for him because they needed him. Not because of his chashivas, not because of his tzidkas, but because of they needed him. He knew this, they would have to go through this. But not, once again, not because of his greatness. And in fact, in the second dream, when he used the words, as he related the dream to his father Yaakov, Mishtachavim li, they bowed to me, Vayigarbo aviv. His father approached him. Don't say that. That's saying that they're bowing to you because you're chashivos. They're bowing to you because you have been blessed to be in a position to bestow upon them what they need. And they bow before you because they need from you. They need from you. But don't place yourself on a pedestal higher than them. That's not worthy of you. Don't say that. So therefore it says, Yosef remembered the dreams that he dreamt for them. Asher chalam lahem. Evaluation, reevaluation. Initially, he may have been taken in two directions. They're bowing to me because they need me. But the second dream, everyone's going to bow to me. To me. His father approached him. Yosef learns. Yosef says over here, that Yosef remembers the dreams, asher chalam lahem, for their sake. So he's on the one hand, right, he has recanted from the mishtachavim li, it's only utilitarian, it's necessary for them to bow to me because I'm in possession of all of this plenty, and they need that. That's on the one hand. And on the other hand, he sees that they haven't fixed their internal issues with him. He needs to save them from that. They come back to Mitzrayim. Come back to Eretz Yisrael, to Eretz Canaan. And they tell Yaakov what happened. Yaakov says, Vayomi Yisrael, lama reyosam li lagid la'i sha'od lachem och. Says the Medrash. Why do you, but, I mean, God forbid, on the surface it looks like, you know, no blaming, no complaining, right? That's what it sounds like. Lamariosim li lagid. No? Lamariosim li. Says the Medrash, for you may say Lamariosim li. Rabbi Levi b'shem Rabbi Chama b'chanina. Rabbi Levi, right? Rabbi Levi Shem Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina. Me'olam lo amar Yaakov Avinu davar shel batola. Has the Medrash, Yaakov Avinu never wasted a word. He never said something that was what he called was incorrect. Elakach, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? This is the only time. Kach Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ani Osek Lahamlich Es Beno B'Mitzrayim, in the process of making his son the king of Mitzrayim, Hu Omer Lama Ariosem Li, and he says, yeah. He says, why have you damaged me in this fashion? So that's what he quotes. A fascinating thing. Says Reb Tzadok, don't think that Yaakov Avinu is saying that you're the source of my problems by telling Yosef that you're a brother and an old father in Eretz Canaan and you've made through what you don't talk so much. He never thought that what he caught. He never thought that was the issue. He never thought that was the issue that he would have caught, that he was that they were the source of his problem. He knew it was all from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's not blaming or complaining here, even though it sounds very familiar to us. It's not based upon your choices. This is min shemayim. Shelo b'gzeres Hashem yizbarach, chas v'chalil, that Yaakov should be so petty not to think this is min shemayim. Umash omar lama reosam li ayah kavanos shal kolponim asiva shereosam li lahagid liish hayadei avanoseichem. This happened because of your sins. Right? Demichachit kutchabrichot avidina belodina. You've done something wrong. And therefore it was magia to us an onesh. In that way, Hashem brought the onesh, but not you brought it upon me by opening your mouth. You opened your mouth as part of what he called was nigzav and shemaim. But it's because of your sins. And the Taina on Yaakov, says Reb Tzadok, is why are you focusing on the Ra? I'm in the process of making your son the king of Egypt. Hailo leida shebevada hu letova. You should have shifted gears and got into, for sure, some tova is going to come from this, instead of focusing on what's no good about it. Once again, the diktuk. Focus this way, not that way. Assess, reassess. Further, he says to them, Vayomaleim Yisrael Aviyim, in Kain Eifo Zos Asu, when he finally agrees to send down Binyamin, Eifo Zos Zos Asu, Kru Mizimra Sa'oretz. Eifo Zos, the terminology Eifo Zos, says the Alshech, brings in the Medrash. Amr v'levi b'shem Rabbi Tanchum b'chin b'archin ani lo etom r'osa v'acharada she'acharadati is Abba. If you remember correctly, when Yaakov received the brachos from his father Yitzchak, and then afterwards Esav came in, and Esav says, I'm here for the brachos. And Yitzchak says, what? V'acharad Yitzchak charada gedola. Adma od vayomer mi efo huze mi efo huze atzad tzai v'gavli v'ochal b'kol b'term tavo. Right? Avarcheo gam baruch yeh. Yitzchak was in a state of fear. I did the wrong thing. I blessed the wrong son. Efo hu. Says Yaakov, the fear that I caused my father, I have to pay for that also. Therefore he says, Im Kain, Eifo Zos Asu. This has got to be part of the Tikkun. Right? This is part of the Tikkun. In other words, my father's initial fear was unfounded. And so too, this fear that's coming upon us is also unfounded. It's there to scare us, as my mother, Lea Shalom, I always used to say, Rabbona Shalom, Shrek mir, overstorf mir nicht. Scare me, don't hit me. Yaakov understood. This is to scare me, but he's not going to hit me. It's just me to connect me to. I scared my father. My father afterwards agreed that this was the right choice. And that's why he says the Alshech, and kill Shakai. Later on, Kelshaka yitin lechem rachamim v'na'ish. The same shamos Kelshakai that Yitzchak said to Yaakov when he sent him off to Aram Narayim, Right? He said to him, "Vayishlacheni ba'omro v'kel shaka yivarech oscha v'yafracha v'yarbecha v'yisalakal amim." When Yitzchak sends off, even with that initial fear that was caused by Yaakov, but he realized it was the right thing to do, it was min hashamayim. And he blessed me, kel shakai. So says the Alshech, that's exactly what Yaakov did over here. The Eifol, that's causing us fear over here. Eifol zos asu. It's a tikkun. Everything has to be cleansed, everything has to be paid for, but it's only a case of, once again, as my mother, Lashom, said, shrekmer, scare me, obashrofmish, but don't hit me. And therefore, he says to them, Kilshakai will be with you. Another approach to this Kilshakai is that of the Svasemis. The Kilshakai, as Rashi says, says, Midrasho, Kilshakai be with you. Mishamar lolam odai, yom odai letzorosai. Right? The name Kilshakai, we know the word, the shame of Kilshakai, because Baruch Hu said to the world, die! And explanation of the Sfasemis, there's more than one way to explain that medrash. That the Shem Shakai, Amar Lo Lomodai, the world, says the Gemara in Chagiga, was expanding and expanding and expanding and expanding and expanding, because we're going to die! Enough! So different ways to understand it. But the Sfasemis is clearly understanding it, is that the world was meant to be a proper background for our exercise of Bechira. Not too clear, not too unclear. As the world expands physically, there's a possibility the world will expand so much they will never be able to find the end of the string to be able to find our way to save ourselves back home, find the way back home. Unless it'll be too difficult. Again, there's more than one way to explain this, Gemara. On that, of course, Baruch Hu said, die, enough, the balance is here. All right, the balance is here. Don't let it not expand any further. Yaakov Avinu says to the Rabbon Shalom over here, Kel Shakai, Misha Omer Lo Modai, Yom Letzos Hardai. I feel I'm reaching the point that I can't just do it. By my choices, by my voda, I need to miss Pal Kosh Boko Habrachmanas. I don't want to break. I don't want to misstep. I don't want to fail. It's expanding too much. Mishalom alomadai, amor the sorosai die. That's the way Svasemis understands it. We've seen Yaakov. We've seen Yosef assessing, reassessing, learning, evaluating, reevaluating, etc. Perhaps next week we'll continue with the brothers' evaluation, re-evaluation, and with Yosef's final evaluation, re-evaluation. Be'ezer Hashem, we'll see, Bli Neder. But it is, it's certainly telling us that after we search for our errors, I'd say the biggest lesson is we shouldn't think that nothing happens for nothing, right? But we should make the leap from after examining our issues, and perhaps even saying to ourselves, what does Hashem want from me? We should take that next leap to, what does Hashem want for me? And realize the tov that's going to be revealed at the end of the tunnel. Ha'am ha'holchim b'choshech ro'or or gorol, the nation that walks through darkness, in the end will see a great light. We should be zochet to that. During Hanukkah, all year round for us and on Kol Beis Yisrael.